Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to get to the blockbuster trade by the Packers in just a moment, but we have some additional breaking news for you as it relates to the CDC. GOP Health Committee Chair Bill Cassidy. So this is a Republican. This is a Republican that voted to confirm RF Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He also happens to be a doctor. GOP Health Committee Chair Bill Cassidy is calling for the CDC's vaccine advisors meeting to be postponed, saying this, quote, "If the meeting proceeds, any recommendations made should be rejected as lacking legitimacy given the seriousness of the allegations and the current turmoil in CDC leadership." He went on to say, "These decisions directly impact children's health, and the meeting should not occur until significant oversight has been conducted. If the meeting proceeds, any recommendations made should be rejected as lacking legitimacy given the seriousness of the allegations," as I just read. This is a big deal. Bill Cassidy voted for Mr. Kennedy, based on what the representative said, was, again, the commitment from RFK to preserve the childhood vaccination schedule, to follow science. He said he got guarantees from RFK Jr. So much for that. I also wanted to just share this. Dr. Hurry, one of the people that has resigned in the last 24 hours from the CDC, in her resignation letter wrote this, quote, "For the good of the nation and the world, the science at CDC should never be censored or subject to political pauses or interpretations. Vaccines save lives. This is an indisputable, well-established scientific fact." By the way, when you put nincompoops in charge of businesses or, you know, massive public health agencies or the Department of Defense, this is what happens. All the smart people leave because it's really hard to work for a moron. With that, let us turn the page. I'm really happy to be joined by my colleague and sports journalist, Mike Clemens. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good, Maggie. We're at Lambeau Field, where tonight is the Packers Hall of Fame induction banquet, and they're about to induct Mark Murphy, who after 17 years stepped down at the mandatory age of 70 as the Packers president and CEO. All kinds of good stuff that happened during his era, revenue-wise and, you know, positioning the team. Now, there had been this rumor that, you know, Micah Parsons, who is the leading pass rusher of the Cowboys, he gets like a dozen quarterback sacks every year, about 26 years old, wanted a new contract with the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones had a deal in March, but it wasn't up to what the player wanted, and the two have seemed to split, and the Packers are trading away two first-round picks and one of their veteran players, a leader, a defensive end, just like Parsons, Kenny Clark, to Dallas for Micah Parsons. This is just stunning news, and I happened to be with Mark Murphy when the news broke.
No kidding.
A little press conference. Yeah, a little press conference. We were talking about his career and about the things that they were going to say during his presentation speech tonight, and then this thing broke, and we said, "Are you where the team is now? It's official. They have." He goes, he didn't know. He's been retired for a month.
Oh my goodness!
His face kind of frowned, and he said, "What did they get?" Looks like two first-round picks and a player to be named, which turned out to be Kenny Clark. I don't know anything about that. I'll wait to comment before that's confirmed. And then he finished his press conference talking about his career and everything, and then kind of I think he walked straight to the office like, what the hell?
I'm sure he did. While I'm in front of the press corps. Mike, two first-round picks, Kenny Clark. What do you think of the trade?
Brian Gutekunst is a Ted Thompson guy, which means conservative, which means You don't just give away two. You don't give away two or three players for one other player. You know, they don't like to do that. But in terms of where does this rank in terms of the history of the franchise? It's right up there. It's right up there with 30 years ago giving away a first-round pick for a third-string quarterback from the Falcons. That turned out to be Brett Favre. It turned out to be aggressive at the start of free agency and somehow wooing Reggie White to Green Bay. A few years after that, this is right up there. So we'll see how it plays out. He's a hell of a player. Teams have to plan for him as a pass rusher, as a defensive foe. But I wonder, is this the start of the new president and CEO, the Ed Policy era, saying, come on, Brian, let's do it?
Yeah, I was going to say, this doesn't read conservative to me, Mike. This reads very aggressive. Any news about what Micah's contract looks like?
4 years, $188 million.
Boy, I'd sign that deal, friend. I mean, holy heck, 4 years, $188 million. Wow.
You know, Goody and his vice president of finance, Russ Ball, getting this deal done in the office just in time so they can get downstairs and join their wives for the dinner, which is about to start here in just a couple of minutes. I mean, how's that for a day at the office?
How is that for a day at the office, and such a day at the office for Micah Parsons? Christmas coming early in the Parsons family, it sounds like. Plus, who doesn't want to play for Green Bay? I know some people claim the Cowboys are America's team, and I have always said, no way. That's the Green Bay Packers. Of course it is.
And the Packers play the Cowboys in about 6 weeks down in Dallas. Appreciate you, Maggie. Appreciate your show.
Appreciate you, Mike. You take care. Folks, that's going to do it for me. Pete Schwab is up with Nightlight. You're going to want to hang around. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.